Module 3. Recording 8.
So you're flying to Melbourne, right?
Yeah, I've got some distant cousins there, so I'm visiting them first, for a few days, just to say hello. What's Melbourne like?
Well, I'm from Melbourne, so of course I think it's great. But no, seriously, I think you'll really like it. It's quite cosmopolitan, so you get nice bars and cafes and great food from all over the world.
And is it an attractive city?
Oh, yeah. There are some lovely old buildings and some really nice modern buildings too. There's the cathedral and the Parliament House, and it's got loads of parks. The Royal Botanic Gardens. Mm. So, yeah, it's a really nice place to walk around. And you're going in January, so the weather should be really nice. There's a lot of wine growing around Melbourne too, so you can do some wine tasting if you like that sort of thing. And there are lovely beaches nearby.
Great. Well, I'll probably stay there 3 or 4 days, but then I want to see as much of Australia as I can.
Mm.
But, you know, without rushing around too much.
And you're flying back to Europe from Sydney, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you want to travel around and end up in Sydney then?
Hmm. Any ideas?
Well, I don't think you'll have time to go over to Perth and see Western Australia. Not if you want to see Sydney and the Great Barrier Reef and that area. And you've got to do that.
Okay. So where should I go after Melbourne?
Well, personally, I'd fly from there to Alice Springs and go and see Ayers Rock. Look, it's here on the map.
Oh.
I think it's the biggest single rock in the world. And it's this reddy, orangey colour. It's just amazing. If you're feeling energetic, you can climb it. And you'll also get the chance to see the outback while you're there and the desert scenery and find out a bit about the Aboriginal culture. So it's really worth going.
It sounds great.
I'd recommend staying for about 2 days or so. That's probably enough. Then from there, I think you can fly straight up to Cairns.
Where is Cairns exactly?
It's here. Look, in North Queensland, right up by the Great Barrier Reef.
Ah, yes, I see. There are beautiful beaches up there, aren't there?
Yeah, some of the best beaches in the world, supposedly. It's just paradise. except for the jellyfish. You need to be careful of those when you go swimming. But there's loads to do too. You've got to stay at least 4 or 5 days. You won't want to leave.
So should I stay in Cairns?
You could do. It's a really nice place. But personally, I'd go and stay on an island or by the beach.
Hmm.
There's rainforest up there, and you can find beaches near the rainforest like Kawara Beach, just to the north of Cairns. That's gorgeous.
It sounds amazing. And of course, I have to see the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, of course. You can take day cruises out there and go snorkeling. It's really easy to arrange, so it'll be no problem. You can even stay on the reef if you want to.
And then from there, I can fly to Sydney?
Yeah. You should have at least 4 or 5 days in Sydney because it's a great place too. Obviously, there's the Opera House, the harbour, the bridge, Bondi Beach, all the famous places. Mm. And if you can, it would be great to visit the Blue Mountains just outside Sydney. They're really worth seeing too.
I don't know how I'm going to have time for all this. Perhaps I need to go for longer.
Yeah, change your flight and stay 3 weeks. You'll love it. I'm absolutely sure you will.
Well, thanks. This has been great.